any other. Now, when I grew up in the program, I mentioned we had introduced the alfalfa. Well, we had worlds of Jersey cows in this section, and they would get on the alfalfa and they would get bloated. So we had a terrible time with it. But as far as the pollen is weed, I don't know of any.
Anything called laurel here or spoonwood?
No.
And the magnolia tree, did you ever hear that called anything like a cucumber tree?
Well, that's a different type of magnolia. That's a cucumber. It's a long leaf or cucumber magnolia. We have one on one of the old antebellum homes on 7th Street if you came out that way. You kind of magnolia from town are different from a magnolia.
And so it does grow here.
Yes. And I'm not at all sure that it holds its leaves. What is the term for a tree that holds its leaves all winter?
Deciduous.
I'm not at all sure that it is. But it looks like a magnolia. It has a bloom similar to a magnolia. But it has that long leaf.
Let's take a look at that. I asked the question and don't get the responses. To that farther north. I wonder if that's...
Yeah. Well, I imagine this was a planted tree, all right, but it grows here in a very happy way, right down here in the heart of town. You passed it.
Well, take a good look at it.
Yeah.
Different kinds of bugs, stinging bugs, mm-hmm. if you call the names for them.
Well, let's see. In addition to the bees, all of the bees, and ants.
The hornets, yellow jackets, wasps.
We had yellow jackets, wasps. We had, in Aberdeen, we had little Negro twins. And one was named Yellow Jacket, the other was named Wasp. That's right. And the nice twins were cousins of mine. And Yellow Jacket and Wasp, nice Sally and Lily. They're my cousins who are twins. And we have the bumblebee, Dirt Dauber. And they didn't say Dauber, they said Dauber. They gave it a softer pronunciation, Dirt Dauber.
What did you call the insects that have nests in the ground or in logs? Are those hornets?
Yellow jackets. We just didn't encounter hornets in this section. Now, there's a variety of hornet here, I know, but it was a rare thing. And where I grew up, there were no hornets. Mm-hmm. And there was a little, we had sweat bees. You familiar with sweat bees, a little bitty teensy thing?
They are different from gnats.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger than a gnat, uh-huh. And you hold your finger out, and if you say billy, 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 you light on your finger, you know. That was, children in the country would go billy, 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 billy. It was the main thing was a still finger, I'm sure. And the thing would come down and light.
Now, did they sting?
They would sting. If you were sweaty and it would go in your neck, it would sting slightly, not much. But they were called sweat bees. I remember sweat bees, and you called them Billy.
How about common, thing that spread malaria? How did you call them here? Anything other than mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes. That's the only thing we call them. Mm-hmm.
Little bugs that burrow in the skin.
Red bugs. We didn't chiggers.
Is there a difference?
It could be, but I don't know. We call them red bugs and chiggers.
Is that the same as ticks?
No, a tick does not. A tick stays on the outside. A red bug or a chigger goes completely in. They're so small. They're just teensy. They get into the pores of the skin. Hmm. You all have red bugs up there?
No, I'm not really clear.
A chigger?
On this.
Big welts will come, and the bug is in there. And it sounds terrible, but he's gone. But he's caused that irritation.
And
a little cheer and play, and they have to be killed. Like that. It's a mite. It's a variety of mite.
Mite, I see.
And the mothers would put bacon grease or butter on the red bug bites, on the cheer, on their legs, and around their waist and the crotch. And it would smug them, you see, and mm-hmm. clear up the salt plus that oil would get mm-hmm. them. But the mothers, I've seen them grease them many times with.